Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey there, everyone. This is Jamie Pauls, and today I'd like to give you a quick tip regarding Mac OS X Sierra and a feature that many people have disliked for a long time with VoiceOver. Anyone who's used the Mac for any length of time at all is familiar with one row added. And this is something that VoiceOver will say when a row is added to a table. And to be honest, or to be fair, you know, there are times when you might want to know when status changes on the screen, when something updates. So it's not a totally bad thing, but what has happened in the past is that you might be reading tweets, and I found Twitter to be the most annoying app where this would happen. And you would hear one row added as you were reading tweets, and so the tweet you were hearing would stop. The one row added announcement would be stated, and then the tweet you were reading would be repeated. And this happened if you were on a busy day, for example, an Apple event, you could almost feel that this was a serious productivity hit at times. And so people were asking, begging, requesting that something be done about this. And really the solution was pretty simple, user definable option to either have no announcement at all or a progress indicator of some sort rather than text. And Apple has done that with Mac OS Sierra. It was available in the very first beta and has been something I have made a change regarding from day one. In getting ready to do this podcast, I set VoiceOver back to one row added, having the text spoken. And in playing with two Twitter apps, the official Twitter app and Night Owl, I found that although VoiceOver would say one row added, speech was not being interrupted for me. So I'm thinking that perhaps Apple has actually made a change to how VoiceOver behaves, even if you leave the setting at, you know, speaking the announcement. But we're going to go ahead, take a look at the old way of doing things. We're going to make a change, and then I'm going to show you another, what I think is a pretty cool feature of being able to have progress indicators, tones, if you will, or clicks in this case, happen rather than the one row added announcement. So let's get right into this. I'm going to use Spotlight here to find my official Twitter app.
Spotlight, Spotlight, System Dialog, Spotlight Search, Search Text Field, Blank, Twitter, Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD, Volume, Twitter, Window, Home, Table, Row 1 of 1 empty cell, selected as keyboard focus, 20 rows added.
Okay, immediately you hear 20 rows added. So, you know, if we can scroll, and there again, as new tweets come in, then you're going to hear that announcement. If you're just sitting doing nothing, that's not such a horrible thing. But, you know, if you're doing other things, if you're just leaving Twitter open on the Mac and maybe making notes on something or whatever, you might get tired of hearing that announcement. So let's take a look at how we can change this. I'm going to open the VoiceOver utility with VO plus F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table, general, selected as keyboard focus.
So we're going to go down to verbosity.
Verbosity.
Just did that with down arrow. Now I'm going to VO right arrow over to announcements.
Speech, selected, tab, braille, tab, 2 of text, tab, 3 of 5, announcements, tab, 4 of 5.
I will VO space on that.
Press announcements, selected, tab, 4 of 5.
Now let's VO right and see what options we have here.
Hints, tab, 5 of, announce when mouse cursor enters a window, unchecked, checkbox. Announce when a modifier key is pressed, unchecked, checkbox. Announce when the caps lock key is pressed, checked, checkbox. Speak header when navigating across a table row, checked, checkbox. Automatically speak text in dialog boxes, checked, checkbox. Append phonetic pronunciation to single characters, unchecked, checkbox. When status text changes under VoiceOver cursor. Play tone, when status text changes under VoiceOver cursor. Pop-up button, when progress indicator changes under VoiceOver cursor. Play tone, when progress indicator changes under VoiceOver cursor. Pop-up button, when number of rows change under VoiceOver cursor. Speak update when number of rows change under VoiceOver cursor, pop-up button.
And that's the one we want to change right there. So I can do this a couple of ways. I'm just going to press down arrow.
Menu free items checkmark, speak update.
Going to down arrow again.
Do nothing.
Or
play tone.
And that's what I want. So I'm going to press the return key.
Closing menu, Play tone. When number of rows change under voiceover cursor.
And I can close that with Command W.
Rodney Edgar retweeted. Hollywood Reporter, 2 minutes ago. Annie Stan tells THR in 2015.
I'm going to stop that. Now let's just wait a minute.
Rodney Edgar retweeted.
And there you heard a click. And as tweets come in, I can go to the top here with Command up arrow.
Scroll to top. OSX Daily.
And just kind of hang on there for a minute. And there you have the click. So that's how you change it. I told you there was another kind of cool feature that is a part of this.
Finder, desk.
I'm going to close Twitter. I'm going to open Mail.
Dock, App Store, Mail, 6 of 27. Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
Now, what happens a lot of times is that I will think that Mail has completely updated, and in
Mail,
fact,
inbox.
It has not.
Mail.
So even though I just got the ding, there are still messages coming in. And I can tell that because I'm hearing clicks.
Mail. Mail. Amazon.
So rather than hearing 2 rows added, 3 rows added, 10 rows added, 1 row added, whatever, I can just listen for those clicks. And I find that to be very helpful.
Mail. Can
so that's it. That's the tip. It's simple. It's not hard to do, but I think many people are going to find this to be useful. Again, in my playing around, it would seem that maybe, perhaps, some changes have been made even if you leave one row added enabled. But if you're like me and occasionally want a little less verbosity in certain areas, this is an easy fix, and I think one that you're going to find quite helpful. Hope you've enjoyed this quick tip, and be sure to check out the AppleVis podcast on a regular basis because there's always new stuff coming down. So if you want to talk to me personally, feel free. Twitter is the best way, at Jamie Pauls, JamiePaulS. Look forward to hearing from you.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.